My name is Justin Langhott, and I'm working on my master's at Auburn University. And I'm going to speak to you about the evaluation of cotton cultivars with and without nematicides in the presence of reniform nematode in Alabama. So first, I want to touch on the reniform nematode. Rotalinculus reniformis is the most damaging nematode in the state of Alabama on cotton. It's distributed worldwide. Losses of cotton yield range from 15 to 75%. The picture on the right side is a female that's embedded into a cotton root that's been washed and acidified so that we could observe it. So for reniform nematode symptoms, for roots, you're going to have a small egg mass with soil particles and root necrosis. And the photo here, you can see this root has been washed off, and this is just the small egg masses from the reniform nematode itself. And then foliar symptoms are going to be few to no symptoms. In Alabama, we've observed what we are calling tiger striping, which is an intervernal chlorosis due to the reniform nematode. And you're also going to have yield decreases yearly if you're not managing the reniform nematodes. And here you can see where there's a reduced growth from your cotton plants with the reniform nematode present. Reniform nematodes' economic importance, this 50% has been reported on cotton in Alabama. It's estimated that 193,000, right about 194,000 bales of cotton in the U.S. were lost to reniform in 2013. Currently, that loss would equal about $23 million, 60 cents per pound of lint. So the reniform nematode distribution is all of this is highlighted in green. The root knot nematode spreads out much farther, but we're focusing more on the reniform because of how much more damaging it is in Alabama cotton itself. Our trials that we did in the greenhouse, we're at a plant sciences research center, and this is our greenhouse that we have in Auburn, Alabama, where we conducted this trial. The objective of this was to test the efficacy of nematicides on the reniform nematode, and we used these containers. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with 5 replications, 150 cc's of soil per pot. And we used a 1-to-1 sand to soil mixture. We used the standard recommended rates for fertilizer and lime. We had 10 cultivar entry selections, and we inoculated each pot with 2,000 reniform eggs and vermiform life stages per pot. The data was analyzed using SAS 9.3 proglimics, the alpha level of 0.1. Cultivars we used were the Phytogen. We used 375, 499, 339, and 427. Delta Pine varieties we used were 1321, 1133, 1252, and 1454. And we also used Americot 1511 and Stumble 4747 for this trial. Each seed was treated with both Evicta and Aries. Evicta is active ingredients abamectin. We put the 0.15 milligrams per seed. Aries, its active ingredients are imidacloprid and thiodicarb, and that we use the rates of 0.375 and 0.375 milligrams per seed on those. So greenhouse results that we got, the blue bars that you can see that are much smaller than the red bars are the seed treatments, and this is reniform eggs per cultivar in the greenhouse trial. And you can see here that the blue bars are much smaller, and that's because we put the seed treatment on there. And the non-treated, you can see, are much larger on all cultivars throughout this trial. For the shoot fresh weights, we can see that the majority of them increased using the seed treatment, the blue bars again. There was only a couple cultivars that did not respond well and grow more with the seed treatment. And we can see that the Delta Pine 1133 and the Delta Pine 1321 did the best statistically in the greenhouse in this greenhouse trial. We also took root fresh weights in the greenhouse trial, and there was no statistical differences between each one, but you can see that overall the seed treatment was a little bit better. There were a few that had the no seed treatment that did fare a little bit better as far as root development went. I'm going to move into the field trial that we did. We did it in Tennessee Valley, which is in Limestone County, which is up here in the northern part of the state. And this is actually where the station's located. And we used the reniform infested field that we have. Experimental design was the randomized complete block, two-row plots, four replications, the same 10 cultivar entries. We had two identical trials for this one. There were a reniform nematode-infested field and a reniform nematode non-infested field. Data was analyzed with SAS using proglimics again with alpha of 0.1. Same cultivars as we did for our greenhouse trial were used for the field trial. Objective, we wanted to determine the nematicide efficacy of reniform nematode up on cotton in the field to see if the results we got would be similar to what we got in the greenhouse. So the field that we use is a Decatur silt loam. It's a 23% sand, 49% silt, and 28% clay. The field conditions were the same all the way across, and they were irrigated with a lateral irrigation system. We used the 7 acres for the reniform infested that we've infested for the last 7 years, every year. You can see here that we used the planter, and we used an injection system like you would for in-furrow spray to put the nematodes into the soil. And we also replicated the trial in the non-reniform 7-acre field that's separated by a roadway. So how much yield is lost due to the reniform nematode? That's kind of what we're looking at here. So for the no seed treatment reniform, you can see that the bars here are much lower. And with the seed treatment, you can see that we got an increase in there. And then for the non-infested field, pounds of seed cotton per acre was much greater. And you can see that there was a 63% yield reduction if you did not use a seed treatment in a reniform infested field. Seed treatments will increase your yield by about $106 per acre at 60 cents per pound cotton. Is the reniform nematode population density reduced by the seed treatments? And we can see here that it is on most varieties. There are a couple that didn't fare so well. But you can see the graph on the left is the reniform eggs per three plants. And then if you move to the right, you can see that it's per gram of root. And you can see that like Stoneville 4747, while it had higher nematode egg populations in the three plants, when you look at it per gram of root, you see that it's much more reduced. This is an indication that the root mass was much larger on it than there was on other varieties that same. This is our field trial that we did. This is where we do it. We took this picture with the drone that we have this year. And so in conclusions, when the nematicide seed treatments reduced reniform eggs in comparison to no seed treatment, shoot fresh weights were increased with the addition of seed treatments. And in our reniform plots, we had a 63% yield reduction without a seed treatment in that field. Reniform populations were reduced on most varieties with the application of a nematicide seed treatment. And again, that was Aries and Evicta that we placed on those seeds. All right, thank you. And any questions, we'd be glad to take them.